Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
May I please speak to Daphne?
Hi, this is Daphne. Hi.
Hi, Daphne. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. Daphne, I was giving you a call because I wanted to just make sure that you got my text message I had sent you earlier today with the onboarding requirements that you need to complete to work with our agency and with Dale.
I did get the text messages in.
Perfect. Did you have some time to review the requirements? Want to know if you have any questions?
I haven't done nothing like this in 25 years, but so I'm assuming it's a drug test.
So no, I sent you the link, which are the links to complete your application. There's a competency test that you need to complete, a direct deposit form if you want to set up direct deposit with us, and then there's the I-9 and W-4 document. So that's for your tax.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I also need you to send me 2 IDs, so the front and back of either a driver's license or a state ID, and the front of your social. Okay.
That's fine. Okay.
And then
I have all that. I was just trying to wait for my daughter to get off of work, and then she would make sure that I'm doing all this correctly, because I've never applied for a job, and like I said, it's been a long, long time.
All right.
So I did see all that information. I showed it to her. I just wanted to make sure, you know, that I'm sending you. And am I going to send it through a text or through an email?
You can either send to me via text, or I can send you my email address, and you can send me the documents there if you're comfortable that way.
You know what? To me, text is easier because I can do the text. I thought it might have to go to email. I can do a text. I can, you know, take pictures of everything and send it to you. That's no problem. Okay, so I'll get all that done. We're still trying to deal with, the county.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get that situated. So, you know, I'm not going to... I will be ready when the county, but it seems like it's so much to do with them that that's going to take a little bit. So that's why I didn't rush to do this for you. Don't get me wrong. You know, if they give him some hours, which they're definitely going to give some, I'll make sure that I have everything in for you before it goes. Now, I think I saw, I'm going to ask you this, and I'm not saying that I didn't see it, but do you have to get a tuberculosis shot to see if you have tuberculosis?
Mm-hmm. You do need to get a TB test done to see if you're positive or negative for it.
Okay, so where do you guys send me someplace, or you want me to go, like, to my healthcare provider?
A doctor, or you can also go to, like, any urgent care clinics. For example, CVS has an urgent care clinic. CVS has a mini clinic, and you can get your PPD test on there.
Okay. All right. You know what? It's funny because I have gotten them every year because I worked for the zoo. We had to do it every year. They were more interested in the animals than us, but that's okay. But so I've gotten that every year until I left there. So tuberculosis shot, and then you will send me to a place to get a urinalysis done?
No.
Or...
No.
Oh, I don't have to do that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's all right.
We need medicals. But then it's the rest of the links that I had sent you, and then your IDs and your 2-year residency proof.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. I'll get that all out to you. The reason why I did not, it's going to be a long weekend. I was on the phone with the people from the other place, and I was just a bit like, okay, that's enough for the day. But I will make sure that I do this all over the weekend and just send it so you'll have it. It's just I'm not going to be funny. I wasn't rushing today because I knew there was really nothing that, you know, was in it.
If you'd like, I can check in with you next week to see how you're doing and if you're coming along with your requirements. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'll do it this weekend. She'll probably do all this for me quicker. So the information through. Now, you know what? Now, here's something else I wanted to ask. I don't know how many hours. I know this is just, I'm talking to you beforehand. how many hours that he would get, but I'm on Social Security. So, you know, I'm going to have to limit my, you're going to have to work with me about keeping it under because I don't want to lose my Social Security. So my daughter does work from home and, you know, she, you know, so if he gets more hours,
I don't know how many hours the case is going to be approved for, but if he does get like, I don't know, but an amount of hours that you're not able to do, then you can always sign up another aide to take over the rest
okay.
of hours. Yeah, you can work as many
okay.
hours as you would like to work, as long as
mm-hmm.
it's okay with the client, and then we can sign up another aide to take the remaining hours.
Okay. All right, that's good. I just wanted to know that part because I'm like, okay, I probably, even if they gave him so many hours, I had to find out how much I could work without interfering with Social Security. So, you know, excuse me, I'm sorry, and go from there. But anyway, okay, Monica, thank you. I'll pull out the paperwork for you this weekend. It'll definitely be there. It'll definitely be there by Tuesday morning. So when you guys open, I don't know if you're off on Monday, but it'll definitely be
there. Off on Monday. We'll be in Tuesday, but I'll probably reach back out to you on Wednesday, okay?
That's fine. That's fine.
All right, Daphne.
Yeah, because this outtake thing is going to be a little bit of things. I just talked to them today, like I said, and it's like this, and this. And I'm like, okay. You know, so. But anyway, okay, thank you, Monica. I appreciate it.
Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
You have a good weekend, too. Bye-bye.